Right, we're up to the end of the programme. One more to sneak in. This one's for you, Georgia, to take us up to the end. It's from Florence.
Is there any actual proof that vampires exist?
So, what do you think?
So, the short answer here is no. There's no evidence for the sort of the storybook creatures which drink your blood and hate garlic and only come out at night. But there are a lot of animals who do drink blood. Blood is an excellent source of proteins and lipids, so it's a nice sort of meal on tap, as it were, for a lot of animals. So we've got mosquitoes, leeches. There are even some birds that drink the blood from other birds, which I had no idea about.
Well, how do they get the blood? Do they go and peck at them?
It's a very small, I think it might be a finch, I might be wrong, that lands on a bird called the booby, and it just kind of pecks on its back. And apparently if it's... the booby's kind of lets it get away with it, but if it's too greedy, the booby will chase it away.
Chase it away under any circumstances. Does it do this all the time, or is it like the mosquito, where the female is the one that seeks out the blood meal because it's rich in protein when she needs to lay eggs?
I think it happens when food is scarce. I don't think its sole diet is blood. But in terms of vampiric animals, like there's the vampire bat as well. Thinking about when they bite you, you turn into a vampire. This doesn't happen for any animals, but when you bite blood, you transfer a lot of bloodborne diseases, so things like malaria,
rabies,
exactly. And that's arguably a lot worse than turning into an immortal vampire. But there's actually some really interesting research, and it might imply that maybe vampirism is a good idea in the future. What scientists have done is they got old mice and young mice and sort of done a mutual blood transfer. And they found out that the old mice, they got smarter, they looked younger, they tended to do better on all the tests. And the young mice started to mess up a bit and seem a bit older. They think there might be the growth factors in the blood of younger animals that, if transferred to older animals, they can then reap a benefit. And they're actually looking into this for treating Alzheimer's.
Not so good for the young animal, though, which accelerates its ageing, is it?
Yes, but you'd hope in that if they did it with humans, they wouldn't then transfer the old blood into the younger creatures and just do a simple donation.